This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, according to new Pew Research study, the middle class is shrinking across the U.S., but nowhere as fast as in Wisconsin. We'll find out what's behind this trend. First, we all know what road rage is, that overwhelming sense of impatience, anger when you're driving, somebody cuts you off or drives poorly. It's also called sidewalk rage, evidently, when you're surrounded by slow walkers. Now there's an online version of road rage, internet rage. This is not because we see something online that makes us angry. That's a whole nother conversation. But because we don't see all the stuff we want fast enough. We want to hear from you now. Have you experienced this kind of internet rage, ever yelled at a computer because it was loading stuff too slowly? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Kate Bradskier is here to talk about what internet rage is, how it came about, and what we can do about it. She's a lifestyle editor for the Huffington Post. Kate, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us a little more. What exactly is this internet rage you're talking about?
So, as you said, internet rage is basically road rage, but for technology. You know, everyone uses technology, their phones, their computers. We're plugged in all the time. And it's just sort of a new outlet for us to feel impatient.
And I'll be honest, soon after reading your piece, I was looking at something else on a tablet and an ad popped up and slowed everything down. And I yelled at my technology. I'll own up to a little internet rage there myself. But here's the thing. I was around in the days of modems where it took forever to load things. I'd bring a book and read while if there was a picture or two, it would take forever to load. The internet's really fast now. So why are we still so impatient with it?
That's a really good point. You know, we used to have to wait for dial-up, and we would, and we'd be patient for it. But now technology is all about efficiency, and people expect things to happen fast. So actually, as things have gotten faster, our attention span has decreased. According to one study, our attention span now is 8 seconds. So we can focus on something for 8 seconds until we lose interest or maybe experience internet rage. And funny enough, a goldfish's attention span is 9 seconds.
We have the attention span of goldfish. And yeah, that reminds me, there's the an internet meme, I guess, TLDR, too long, didn't read. If something takes us longer than a few seconds to read, we're impatient with it. Is that part of the story here, too?
Absolutely. You know, that affects me as a writer. I sort of know I have a limited amount of space to get my reader's attention before they're going to click to another tab. That's absolutely true.
Now, is this one of life's little annoyances, like on an old Seinfeld episode, or is there some kind of harm here when we're feeling this anger, impatience, and rage, whether it's, you know, walking, driving, or interneting?
Well, I think there is harm. I mean, for one, impatience raises your blood pressure. It's an unsatisfying feeling, so you're sort of putting yourself in a bad mood by experiencing these feelings. And in the long run, it just decreases your happiness over time.
We're talking to writer and editor Kate Bradskier about the rise of internet rage, our anger, our impatience when all that information we want doesn't come to us quite fast enough. Have you encountered this maybe on the job, surfing at home on your device, on your old-fashioned PC computer? You can join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Kate, talking about all the stuff we want to know, in your piece you wrote about internet rage, you talk about our desire to know everything. We don't want to miss anything that somebody else might know or talk about.
Yeah, I think this is something everyone experiences. You know, you're sitting at a table or you're with a group of friends and you want to be in the know. You want to be part of the conversation. So someone says, "Did you see that really cute puppy video?" And you want to be included. So you say yes, even if maybe you only saw the headline of the puppy video. And we're just trying to consume information so fast, and it's taking a toll on our brains and our ability to sort of digest this information. You know, there's studies that show multitasking is actually unproductive. So people who think they're great multitaskers actually aren't getting anything done. So people trying to sort of read this article but then click over to the next one, they're actually harming themselves.
And we've talked some about, on this show in the past, about the idea of taking an internet break, a fast. People have called it different things. Do you think that's part of the solution to, A, accept that we can't know everything, and B, to just take a break from the whole thing?
That's definitely a start. I think there is only benefit to take unplugging for a little bit every now and then, even if it's just for an hour, you know, letting your brain reset, taking a walk and observing what's out there in the world, you know, a walk through nature and hearing the sound under your feet of crunching leaves is important. You know, we need to give our minds a break and experience things off screen.
Now, you are on the supply side here. You're in this cruel Darwinian environment that's competing for our eyeballs and our clicks and our brief attention spans. Is there something that you think people in your line of work could be doing to provide a more, satisfying experience and make our attention spans longer? A huge question, I know, but I'll throw it at you anyway.
Well, I will say that there is a lot of irony here. There are things that are being introduced into corporate offices like mine at the Huffington Post that can help sort of hamper internet rage. You know, we have nap rooms at our office. People are encouraged to take screen breaks, which, you know, research shows that every 20 minutes you're supposed to sort of look at something else besides your screen, and that's good for your eyes. Something that I have been told before, we have this person on our team that does all the tech work. So whenever a website isn't working on our end, we get really frustrated. And he always says, you know, just go get up from your desk, go get a cup of coffee, and by the time you're back, it'll be solved. You know, he's sort of, it's a funny way of putting it, but you just need to remove yourself from the frustration and just take a break.
Let's go to a caller. We've got Brett on the line in Westby. Brett, hi.
Hi, how's it going today?
Good. What's your experience here?
I wanted to talk about Apple's Siri, their personal assistant. I find myself very often having higher expectations than what the technology currently is capable of living up to.
So you get you have Siri rage. You're trying to find directions or something, and Siri gives you irrelevant advice?
Yes, or she can't understand what I'm saying. I've got one phone contact in my phone that I try to use my voice dial while I'm driving, hands-free. And for some reason, I know the contact's there, and her and I just go round and round. She cannot get it. And since I'm driving anyway, it's kind of entertaining as well as irritating.
Brett, thank you so much for sharing that. Kate, that makes me think maybe it's science fiction's fault. You know, the Star Wars computer always knows what they're saying. Why can't the technology that actually exists in the real world?
Possible. I think it's something bigger than that. You know, technology has gotten so advanced. Our iPhones and smartphones can do anything. We have high expectations. I'd say I watch my dad do a similar thing. You know, he tries and tries again with Siri when he could really just look it up himself. But he sort of relies on this technology to be able to find out the information for him. Sorry to sort of dump on him here.
Kate, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Kate Bratsky, your lifestyle editor for the Huffington Post, with us to talk about internet rage. You can share your experiences on the Central Time Facebook page. Hopefully it loads up quickly for you.